last week I hauled up north to my dentist and had my teeth cleaned. For most of my life I've been told that flossing is next to godliness, that it'll prevent plaque buildup and gum disease, that if I were to neglect it, I'd probably be at risk for everything from halitosis to heart attacks. Today the news told me, and all my floss-flagellating friends, this is scientifically unprovable. Flossing, according to the latest studies, makes no more difference to my dental health than if I gargled with holy water. Great. A year or so ago, I received the news that baby aspirin, forever touted as a hedge against plaque buildup in arteries and therefore heart attacks, was probably not much help. Might even be offset by increased incidence of stroke. So much for the wonder drug of aspirin. So much for listening to the advice of health professionals. You wonder why folks go down to the supplement store and spend fortunes on snake oil. Maybe this is why. You might as well believe what you want. The so-called experts are just as phony. 1 year whole milk is killer. Better drink skim. This year a study claims we need that kind of fat. Butter, might as well eat DDT. Now it's margarine that's demonized. Sugar, holy moly, white sugar will eat you alive. Now the diet stuff, worse yet. What's a poor boy to do? I don't know about you, but I like to believe, and science may contradict me tomorrow, then support me the next week, etc., that we are creatures of the planet Earth, most of us, and we evolved with a diet of natural stuff. All those foods we made easier to cook are made from chemistry labs. Well, I'm not saying they'll give you cancer, make your hair fall out, or your teeth rot. I'm just saying we didn't really get exposed to those things in our climb from the ooze to the treetops. Folks think science will bring them closer to immortality, and don't get me wrong, I believe in science, but we're really looking for magic bullets, pharmaceutical panaceas, artificial remedies, all those medical cures advertised to us old farts on TV every damn night. Just ignore the cautionary list of adverse effects, then go bug your doctor for a cure-all anyway. I don't know if I'll keep on flossing or not. I probably won't lose sleep over it, but if I do, I'll check with my pharmacist and take what he recommends, just so long as one of the side effects isn't gum rot.